What's up, you guys? Back Yelbury here. For any new listeners that happen to stumble across this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And for my returning listeners from my previous podcast, welcome back, you guys. Thank you all so much for the love and support you've given me along this new journey. If you don't know already, my name is Brittany, and you're listening to Back Yelbury, Unfiltered and Unpopular Opinions, episode number 14. So this past week was pretty, I don't really know how to describe it. It definitely was different because I just learned to put my anxieties and all my fears and troubles that I have and give it to God, because if there's one thing I know I can do in this world, I know I could be able to give my burdens to Him and just be able to let Him handle it. He can take the wheel, He can steer the vehicle, He can do anything. So I just had to give Him all my anxieties and my fears and whatnot, because if I take all those into my own hands, I'm definitely gonna go crazy. And I don't want to go crazy. I just want to be able to live life to the fullest without having to worry about things. So I definitely had to give my anxieties to God, definitely let Him take control, because if I take control, it's not gonna be good. I just know that for a fact. So I had a very mellow week. It started off really rocky, but it ended up really mellow, and I like that for sure. For today's unpopular opinion, it says, okay, but why are black men getting in their feelings when a black woman says that they're not their preference? Black women can have preferences too. And yikes. Honey, the tea is piping hot. Like, this is gonna be one of those episodes that y'all are gonna get in your feelings and y'all are gonna get triggered. So definitely be aware. I'm gonna go all in on this episode because this is true. I can definitely attest to that. It's definitely true. And yeah, y'all are gonna get in your feelings, but it is what it is. That's why I have this platform. So if you guys want to hear what I think about this, stay tuned. But before we dive into today's topic, I'm just going to give a very quick and brief disclaimer. The unpopular opinions that I come and discuss on this platform are not my own. They are from my audience. They want me to discuss it, and I feel obligated to do such because I'm providing the service. I am giving them content that they want to hear. I may agree or disagree with the unpopular opinions, but at the end of the day, it's my platform, it's my commentary, it's my podcast. If you feel offended by the things I may say, please leave now and forever hold your peace, because I'm not going to hold back on this platform. You know, it's definitely something that I want to do. And if I feel a certain way about it, I'm going to give my opinion on it. So this is just for the people that want to come for me and come for my neck and, you know, just want to come for me without a way home and no legitimate reason. I am going to give y'all fair warning. This platform will have triggering content, and if you do not like it, please leave now and forever hold your peace. And yeah, now y'all already know what's up. I definitely need to give my opinion on this unpopular opinion. And yes, I agree, black women can have preferences too. I'm a black woman, and I have preferences in the men that I choose to date and or marry. And I really don't see the confusion about it, because I'm a woman that wants to be with someone, and if I want to pick the specific traits and qualities I want in someone, I can. But I guess black men and other men of other races get in their feelings when they see the woman of their dreams chasing after someone else. And I get it, but at the end of the day, if you don't really live up to my standards, I have to go after someone better. I'm not gonna lower my standards for someone else that doesn't get me. And it is what it is. And my standards also include the people I prefer to date and marry. So I really don't get it, and it is what it is. So if you guys want to hear the rest of my commentary, enjoy! The first reason why black women can have preferences too is because we just can. This is the most obvious reason, obviously, because I really just don't get why black men can't get it into their thick skulls that us black women can have anyone that we want. We don't have to date black men. And it is what it is. Like, if you don't really meet my standards and if you don't have the specific traits that I desire in someone, I have the right to move on and I have the right to take my business elsewhere. So I genuinely don't understand, like, why you can't get that. Like, we don't have a problem when you say, I want a tall, light-skinned, red-bone girl with big-ass titties and a big-ass and this and that. Like, we don't have a problem with that. If that's what you prefer, that's what you prefer. What we do have a problem is when you do pick these light-skinned, exotic women, you tend to shit on the brown and dark-skinned women of your community as if they're not equally pretty as the light-skinned girl that you just chose. Nah, boo-boo. What you're not gonna do is that. What we're not gonna do is entertain your colorist antics because you just wanna choose someone else over us. Like, nah, bruh. That's not what's gonna happen, and it is what it is. So if we have preferences, we can have preferences just as you can have a preference. So cut the malarkey, stop getting in your feelings. If we don't choose you, it is what it is. Move on. We are not salty. We're truly not. Like, if someone curves me, I'm like, okay, cool. It is what it is. I'm gonna move on. But I guess, like, I can't really speak for everyone, but I know for a fact if someone has a preference and they choose to uphold their preference by picking certain people that stand out from that preference, then of course I'm going to pick that person. It is what it is. Stop being salty, bruh. Like, for real, stop. The second reason why Black women can have preferences too is because we're tired of caping Black men that have no interest in getting with us. Now, I've briefly mentioned what caping is in my last podcast, like with Black women caping for Black men. And it's basically when Black women just constantly go out their way to have like the superhero archetype and just like play Captain Save-A-Ho to Black men that wouldn't do the same for them. So, Black women are just getting tired of being your last option. Like, I'm not anyone's second choice, so why should I be your second choice? If I want to move on with my life, I should be able to. I'm not going to sit around for someone that's not going to pick me at any given point in time. I'm sorry I don't meet your preferences. I'm sorry I don't meet your standards, but I too have the right to have my own standards and preferences. So don't get in your feelings when I do the same thing to you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Don't shit on me. Don't downplay my courage. Don't downplay anything that I have going on in my life. And then when I turn around and do the same thing to you, like you want to play victim. Nah, bruh, don't do that. Don't do that. Like, I hate it when men do that. They're like, oh, well, I could have been with you. I tried to get with you and you didn't want me, bruh. Like, what do you want? Do you want me now or do you want me later? Either way, I'm not going to be your second option. Black women are not your second option. We are not the person you're going to fall on or have a shoulder to cry on when the girl of your dreams curves you. Like, nah, bruh, I'm tired. I'm tired of black men thinking that black women can just constantly cape for you. Like, no, I'm sorry, but no, that's not going to happen. Not in 2020 with all the tomfoolery going on. Black women have to stop caping for black men that don't want you. Make your own preferences, set your own standards, and if they don't meet them, leave them. Period, poo. The third reason why black women can have preferences too is because we're tired of lowering our standards for people that probably won't even understand us to begin with. Like, I constantly have to tell people this, like, don't lower your standards for anybody. You have standards for a reason. Keep them high and keep them to a point where if you do come across someone with those standards, bag them, secure them, cuff them, do whatever you have to. Like, don't be taking in just anybody. Like, this is something that I tell myself. I don't take in stray dogs because I am not a fucking dog kennel. I am not. I'm not a dog kennel. I don't take any dogs. I don't take anyone that is not worth my time, energy, or presence. Period, point blank. Call me a bitch if you want to, but it is what it is. I'm that fucking bitch. I'm not gonna take anyone that's not gonna understand me, my hustle, who I am as a person. Like, why should I just take up anybody? Why should I just take up any person? I'm not. I'm not going to. And black women shouldn't have to either. We shouldn't just let anyone into our lives that's gonna be a catastrophe overall. Like, we shouldn't just let anyone that's gonna be like a whole disaster and like fuck up our world when we could have easily avoided that. And it is what it is. I'm tired of people getting upset, specifically Black men. I'm tired of y'all getting upset when we don't accept you and your low-ass standards. Like, why should I consider a fucking bum when I know for a fact I'm a fucking queen? Queens and peasants don't mix together. Queens only get with royalty. We don't get with peasants. We don't get with anyone less than our hierarchical status. Period, point blank. We don't. So why should I lower myself, my ethics, my morals, my personality characteristics overall for someone that's not even half of my caliber? Why should I? Why? Like, for real, why? Like, why should I do that? Why should I lower myself for you when you're not even worth coming up to me to even approach me? Like, for real, like, I'm tired of it. I'm tired of lowering my standards for people that won't get me. And it is what it is. Get in your feelings if you want to. The fourth and final reason why Black women can have preferences too is because we know our worth. And if we can't find someone that doesn't know our worth, we're just going to have to keep it moving because that's just how life goes. It is what it is. I'm not going to lower myself and my standards for just anybody. Nah, boo-boo. I'm a queen, and a queen needs a king, not a peasant, not a lord, not a knight. I need a king that meets my standards, my characteristics, ethics, morals, you name it. Why should I just let anybody in? Nah. No, like, I'm not gonna do that, because at the end of the day, by me lowering my standards, I'm just giving anyone like a free pass to just like come through. And that's not the way life goes, bruh. I'm not just gonna let you in just because you heard from a friend that heard from another friend that I just let anybody in. Nah, bruh. Mm-mm. Not nagasa. Absolutely not. Because at the end of the day, I know who I am and I know who I want to be with long term. So why should I just allow you to come in if you don't meet the credentials? And that's the problem that some Black men have. Black men think they're just entitled to have Black women when they constantly treat Black women like shit. And I disagree with that. Just because you want a promotion and you want to like get the job doesn't mean you have the credentials to get that job, boo-boo. It is what it is. You can't get a promotion without the credentials. You need both. So you over here acting as if I need to get with you. I don't need to get with anybody I don't want to get with. You're not an exception to the rule. You're not. Just because you're my kind and you're supposed to technically protect me because you're in my community. Nah, bruh. Black men should just do that without having someone to tell them. And it is what it is. I shouldn't have to tell Black men to protect Black women. I shouldn't have to tell Black men to respect Black women. That should automatically be a given. So when you see Black women go out of their way to date other men of other races, don't get in your feelings, because that could have been you, but you chose to have a light-skinned, tall, thick, red-boned chick with big titties and big ass that you prefer over that Black woman. And that's it. That's all I have to say about it. It is what it is. So don't get mad when a Black woman has preferences that you easily could have fit in, but you chose to pick someone else over her. So get out your feelings and stop it. So that's it for the end of this podcast episode, you guys. I hope you enjoy it. I know for a fact that I'm going to trigger some Black men, but at the end of the day, I really don't give a fuck. It's my platform. I can talk about whatever I want to talk about. Hence why I have it, and I talk about very triggering things. So stay mad, because jealousy is a disease. Period, poo. So I definitely hope y'all can learn something from this. There's a reason why Black women and women of other races have preferences, but specifically Black women, because we are the ones that get the short end of the stick, and it's not okay. I definitely think Black women can do better, and by doing better, we can establish our own preferences. And yeah, we can just get who we want to get, period. As always, new episodes are coming every Wednesday at 2. My name is Brittany, and remember, bad girl run things.